Good morning. We got some nice cool weather and it's starting to feel like fall a little bit. Today's gospel lesson is about the cornerstone. So the question I want you to think about during this sermon and think about during the week, what or who is the chief cornerstone of your life? A cornerstone is meant to be strong. A cornerstone is meant to be durable. A cornerstone is meant to be a place that a lot of weight can be put upon and it will make sure that you uphold. Hopefully, as you think about this question, you will find out that the chief cornerstone of your life is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Today's gospel is not about Jesus teaching on a mountainside early in his ministry, or visiting a village to cure the sick. Today's gospel is about Jesus stopping to teach on the way to the cross. It's one of his last teachings before he gets to the cross, where he dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Only Jesus Christ can die on the cross and be our chief cornerstone. Jesus, who knows that he has come from God and is returning to God, Jesus tells us his story. Jesus tells us a story in simple, uncomplicated, ordinary terms. He does this because he wants to be sure that we don't miss the simplicity of the message, that Jesus Christ is our chief cornerstone. The point of this parable is God has not given up on us. No matter how unloving, no matter how uncaring we may be, no matter how many mistakes that we make, no matter how often we turn away from God's messengers, God still loves us and continues to reach out again and again and again and again. Thanks be to God. And when we reject the cornerstone of the world, Jesus Christ himself, when we turn away from our Lord, seeking our own will rather than the will of God, when we turn away from our mission and ministry, when we turn away from our identity as baptized Christians in Christ, then God just turns around and takes that very rejection and makes it into the cornerstone of the strongest foundation ever. Now, certainly in our lives, there are a lot of competition. There are a lot of messages that we receive from the world for Jesus Christ not to be your chief cornerstone. Oh, you can do this. You don't have to worry about God. Oh, you can do that. You don't have to worry about Jesus. Or you can go here or you can go there. Why do you even worry about Jesus being a cornerstone? But Jesus' cornerstone is built on the structure of love, not on the structure of temptation, not on the structure of coercion, but built on the structure of love. God hasn't given up on us. Not then, not now, not ever. For God loves us and desperately wants us to produce fruits for the kingdom of God. And the only way that we can produce fruits for the kingdom of God is that if we see Jesus Christ as our chief cornerstone. It is Jesus that we're called to please. It is Jesus that we're called to serve. It is our living God by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are motivated to do things beyond that we can even pray for or imagine. How can you produce fruits for the kingdom of God? God craves a new world. God craves a better world. And if we look overseas at what's happening over there in Israel, my God, God is crying today, praying for a better place where all people can live together in harmony, where peace and prosperity abound, where truth and justice reigns. God loves us so much that God just keeps on telling us in that in stories and sermons and in everyday experiences. God loves us so much that He created us and made this world for us to live in as beloved disciples, not to be people about violence, not to be people about revenge, not to be people about killing, but to be people in which we look at Jesus Christ as our chief cornerstone. God loves us so much that He made sure that this rejection, this defeat of our souls by sin, was not the end of the story. Isn't that amazing? It's unbelievable. Not just that God has the power to raise Jesus from the dead, but that God is willing to, not just for the love of Jesus, but for the love of the whole world, for you and for me. When we fully trust that we belong to God and can find our relationship with God, all that we need for our minds, all that we need for our hearts, all that we need for our souls, all that we need to be satisfied, to fill that hole up that we all carry around us, is found in our Lord. And we say to our Lord, Jesus, You are our chief cornerstone. You are my strength. You are my reliance. You are who I am going to depend on. Then we can truly be free in this world and become ministers of reconciliation. Jesus will ultimately finish his parable when He bursts through the tomb of death and is resurrected. And we know, too, that death has not been our final outcome, but death has been defeated. He will finish the parable when He rises from the grave. You see, the answer to the question from the gospel, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will they do to those tenants, is found the resurrection of Jesus. The answer to this parable question is grace upon grace for all who have rejected Him. Because in the end, it is about forgiveness. It is about hope. It's about new life. There is always another chance with God. Thank goodness. Death and destruction are not the final answer. On page 816 in this Episcopal Book of Common Prayer, it contains a prayer entitled, For Our Enemies. And you can substitute word enemies for those we disagree with, those that we're just not in relationship with, for those who we're having a hard time getting along with. You can substitute those words during this prayer. And the prayer is on page 816. It goes like this. O God, the Father of all, whose Son commanded us to love our enemies, commanded us to love those who we disagree with, commanded us to love people who we are having a hard time with, commanded to love those who simply we do not get along with. Lead them and us from prejudice to truth. Deliver them and us from hatred, cruelty, and revenge. And in Your good time, enable us to stand reconciled before You through Jesus Christ our Lord. So as you continue to go through this week, and at times there are people you don't get along, turn to page 816 in the Book of Common Prayer and pray that prayer. And when you get done, lift up your hearts, your souls, and whatever questions you got, and say, Lord, I want You to be my chief cornerstone. I want You to help me to love. I want You to help me to reconcile. I want You to help me to be a better disciple. And I want You to help me to grow in Christ for the kingdom of God. Amen.